The cement filled an encased container for the core of the Dairyland reactor left the La Crosse area yesterday, bound for a 15-foot trench in Barnwell, South Carolina. It's the first step in dismantling the 50-megawatt reactor operated by the Dairyland Power Cooperative from 1973 to 1987. Dairyland spokeswoman Deb Mirasola says the next step is dealing with the radioactive fuel rods still stored in a holding pool on site.
It is certainly safe where it's at. But in order to fully decommission, we have to move that into dry cask storage.
That will happen sometime in the next few years, but anti-nuclear activist Bonnie Erfer of the group Nuke Watch says even after the rods are stored in dry casks, they pose a long-term health danger.
These fuel rods would be sitting on the banks of the Mississippi floods. It's not safe, and it has to stay monitored for a minimum of 10,000 years. The Dairyland site at Genoa is going to be a high-level dump.
Spent fuel rods are stored at two other nuclear plants in Wisconsin. They'll remain there until a national waste storage site at Yucca Mountain, Nevada is ready for use. That's not likely to happen for another decade. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.